We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
But it is What If Wednesday, and to the What If Wednesday desk, here's the Landman, Billy Landy. Billy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. All right, first one. What if the Celtics drafted Tyler Hero instead of Romeo Langford?
Well, and again, it's not like they drafted Langford over him, right? They apparently, the story goes, they really wanted Tyler Hero. That was the guy that they wanted. That's who Danny wanted. He went 13 to the Heat. Celtics at 14 took Romeo Langford, the great cryptid of our time. This incredible high school player. He was like, played hurt in college, and then they got him, and he never materialized anything. He ended up being a part of the Derek White trade that they made a year ago. So Tyler Hero's pretty good. Like, I think he would have helped their bench scoring a lot. Like, he's a guy, and he's got good handle. Like, he's a good player, and that may have changed how they did things or how they played a year ago, if you think about it, because they so desperately needed scoring off the bench, and he would have provided that. Plus, he was a killer in the bubble against them.
He was a killer in the bubble,
no
doubt.
He would have been worse. You would have been better. Simple as that.
But we look at him and the player that he was for Miami, but you also look at the lack of opportunity that was there for Romeo Langford. And I know that there was a little bit of trying to square peg round hole him a little bit, and it just didn't work. Do you think Hero would have been able to play his way into opportunity, given that Romeo Langford really could never seemingly get enough steam and playing time to play his way into opportunity?
I think he probably could have, because he's just a better overall player. Like, what's Romeo Langford's best skill set? Like, we still don't know what it is.
No.
They're like, he could, I don't know what it is. It's not outside shooting.
That he's a cryptid.
I don't really know what Romeo Langford is. Whereas Tyler Hero, I think, could have impressed, could have gotten some of those bench minutes and been a guy that, I'm trying to think back, was that when they had Kemba Walker? Like, could he have, you know, when Walker was missing some time,
right,
could he have taken advantage then? And then you're like, oh, wait a minute. Because even with his rookie year with the Heat, he wasn't even their best rookie at first. Did that kid, Kedrick Nunn.
Okay.
He was like really good for him, but then Hero started to play more, and then he lit it up in the playoffs, and then from there on, he's been like a sixth man of the year candidate, and last year averaged over 20. This year he's right around there again, so I think he would have carved out a role for himself somehow.
Interesting. And I always love we were interested in him. He just went to pick before us. It's like you're insulating yourself from being like, okay, we know he's good.
Yeah.
What if the Browns or Jets drafted Josh Allen in 2018?
I'll tell you what.
Oh.
You talk about a different life for Josh Allen then. Number one, I think if he'd gone to the Jets, it would have been an unmitigated disaster. Coaching changes.
I was going to say, they both went through head coaching changes, offensive coordinator changes in the time since.
But I feel like with Cleveland, they would have been a little more patient. Whereas with the Jets, as we're seeing with Zach Wilson, and oh, by the way, they also got Sam Darnold and pulled the plug on him after a short amount of time.
Uh-huh.
It feels like that with Josh Allen, it would have been, well, by year three, you're not fully developed and ready to go. We might have moved on from you. Whereas in Cleveland, maybe they would have given him the extra year or whatever. But I know this with the Jets.
Yeah.
He would not be the Josh Allen we know today.
No, Brian Daboll wasn't in either of those places. Steph Diggs probably doesn't join either one of those places. Because you would have to say Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold were both more NFL ready than Josh Allen was.
Yep.
Based on level of competition and everything else.
Not by much, but enough.
Yeah, no, enough.
Because Allen was so raw.
That's what I'm saying.
Darnold didn't play a ton at USC, but he had all of the traits that you like. And then,
I love Wyoming. It's where my dad went, but they're playing in the Mountain West.
Like, really?
No kidding. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you been to Wyoming?
I have never been to Wyoming.
Would you like to go to Wyoming?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
I'd like to go out there sometime.
Huh.
But so Josh Allen was the guy that was, he needed to get molded. And what was it, Freddie Kitchens or Adam Gase? You think they were going to mold Josh Allen?
Oh, Freddie Kitchens, what a room.
Best thing in the world for Josh Allen not to go to the Browns or the Jets. Those two teams just have a long history of breaking quarterbacks. We don't know. Some of those other guys might have been good, but they went to those teams. Like, good luck.
Well, and the other thing, too, of Buffalo is they had gone through their kind of Jets and Browns phase where they got rid of everybody quickly, and they were ready to settle in. And Josh Allen was a beneficiary of that, that it was, all right, we got to give somebody 4 years to try to figure this out, and including a coaching staff as well.
Yep.
All right, what if Belichick traded Brady instead of Bledsoe to the Bills after 2001?
Well, the world would stop spinning.
Yeah. Well, it's another one where what would the Bills have been? Like, would they have had enough around Brady, and would Brady have won more over that time, or would the Patriots have won more over that time?
Was that Dick Geron in 01?
Oh, that's a good question.
Trying to remember which of their suckbag coaches.
That's a good question.
Were out there at that time.
Like, could he overcome that? Because they had a couple of good teams with Bledsoe, right?
Oh yeah, so they made the playoffs. I think.
No, you know who it was? It was Greg Williams.
Oh, that guy.
Although, no, they actually, you know what? They didn't make the playoffs with Bledsoe.
They didn't.
So
0-1. Was there a 9-win season in there?
Yeah, okay, yeah, with Mullarkey. So it was Williams, 8-8 with Williams, 6-10 with Williams. Then Mullarkey, 9-7, 5-11. Then they went to Dick Geron. 7-9, 7-9, 7-9.
Dude.
And then got fired in a year where he and Perry Fuel won 6-10.
Talk about rotating coaches there. So, good Lord.
And the best guy he had there was Eric Molds. Remember the receiver, Eric Molds?
Good for a while.
He was really good. So I think he and Brady would have been all right.
Where was Eric Molds on your top 2010 wide receivers?
Oh,
you
had him
in there for
a
while.
He was in the top 10. He was one of the 20
guys.
Too.
He was one of the bigger guys.
He's great. Yeah, he was really good. But I guess the big question, and I know guys like Wiggy and Ty Law say yes, would Drew Bledsoe have won a Super Bowl had he stayed with the Patriots? Whether it be, let's just say 0-1 plays out the same way for this discussion.
Yeah.
Say it's the same thing. Brady goes back. Brady wins it. 0-2, they missed the playoffs, but they were 9-7. 0-3, obviously, they win it. And then 0-4, it's probably the best team they've ever had, and they win it.
They probably get one.
One with Bledsoe?
One. But no more.
Yeah, I think they do,
too. Too many interceptions.
A lot of interceptions. But the defense was so good in 04 that they probably,
And
probably
he would have been turning around, handing the ball to Corey Dillon, who had, like, what, 1,500 yards that year?
16, I think, even.
So
you work
play action off that with Bledsoe, he could at least run that stuff.
What if Tuukka Rask didn't leave the bubble in 2020?
It's a great question. It's one that will live in Bruins infamy forever because it became a whole storyline unto itself to the point to where even when this guy just tried to come back and it was, I got healthy, I got right, I'm going to try to play again, people still throw that in that guy's face. Unfortunately, for Tuukka Rask, for a lot of the real hard-o, take-it-to-heart Bruins fans, it was almost like an unspeakable act for some.
And then it led to a lot of kind of awkward conversation for like 2 weeks about, you know.
It did.
Do you blame the guy? Do you not blame the guy? Like, do you love your kids? Do you not? Like, it was a whole sticky situation there for a little bit. I guess my question would be, had he stayed, do you really think they beat the Tampa Bay Lightning? He's definitely better than Halak, but like, I don't know if they beat the Lightning with him in there.
Probably not.
Right.
But at least it would erase the doubt of, are they straight up better?
Well,
and that was the whole, like, the kid thing. Like, that was,
I think
that was pretty icky.
I think if it was a one-off with Tuukka, I think people would have been more accepting of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also the, like, he had had games where he was, like, sick and he couldn't play.
Right.
He had, you know, remember they're calling him Fluka Rask because he had the flu and he was out. And so there's just sort
he
of
was a human being. How
it even happened for Team Finland. There was, like, a must-win game that he kind of he bagged out of. So there was a little bit of a history of it. But I think as time goes on, people will forget about that moment in time and unfortunately still hold the, well, he never won a cup. They'll hold that against him. But overall, the guy did have a great career.
I think Tuukka will go down when it's all said and done. And I don't know how much of the, I don't know how long a time we have to be able to figure it out. But I think over the course of history, Tuca is going to be one of the, I would say, in a top five of really good players who will continually get no credit and be disrespected by most fans. Yeah. It feels like there is a lack of appreciation for the whole career of Tuca,
yeah,
and that it's more about those couple of snapshots and Tim Thomas that'll never be able to overcome.
That part hurts him. And, yeah, he gets way more blame for them not winning the cup against Chicago or whatever than his fault. I think for a while there, he was similar to Marcus Smart, where he wasn't properly rated. Like, there were certain fans that think he's way better than he actually is, and then there's too many fans that think that he's way worse than he actually is. And you're like, well, he's kind of maybe split the difference, and that's kind of what the guy is.
What if the Cowboys sign OBJ? Do they become the NFC favorite?
I turn to you, the wide receiver whisperer.
Well, you know me. I do like a wide receiver.
I know.
I think I'm going to still go with the Eagles. I think the Eagles are still the favorite to me.
I'll tell you what. You bring OBJ into that offense.
Yeah.
And now the Cowboys running game, which is really good, gets that much better, believe it or not. As much as everybody will be like, well, you got a stud wide receiver you can throw it to.
Yeah.
You have him on one side and Lamb on the other. How do you defend that with your safeties?
You think
it
Dak
pulls
Prescott,
them out of the box and now turn Tony Pollard and Zeke loose.
You think Dak Prescott is a Super Bowl winning quarterback?
You know, I really don't. But I think if you have a hell of a running game and you're not counting on him to be the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real. Tony Pollard's going to make a lot of money in the offseason. Much more than he's not just a backup guy. If he ends up flying the coop, he's not going to get Zeke money, but he'll make some dough.
There is something about the Cowboys, too. We talk about some of these other teams that have a history about them where they can just only make it so far and they lose. So like the Tennessee Titans recently. There's something about the Cowboys where they're going to make the playoffs. They'll probably even make the divisional round, and that's it. Like, they don't win a lot of games. They haven't been to the conference championship game since 95.
Feels like their defense is different in part because they have the wrecker.
Yeah, I mean, Parsons is insane. So, yeah, there is that. I'm going to keep the Eagles there, but I'd say they are the clear-cut two after that, they get back.
And even though OBJ had the plane thing and other teams are involved, it still feels like the Cowboys would be the team that would really extend
makes
to get
the most
guy.
Sense, yeah.
All right, last one. What if Tom Brady came back to New England?
The world would explode.
People would lose their minds.
In a good or a bad way?
Both. Both. My God. Like, just so many different angles to that. My first question would just be, all right, who's coming with him? Because I don't think him just plopped into this team makes a ton of sense for anybody involved. Like, they're... To me, a non-playoff team, we'll see the next six games. Maybe they get in, but it's similar to last year where you're kind of a fringe team that even if you had significantly better quarterback play, like, I don't really know. It doesn't seem like you can stop the good quarterbacks. I don't think you have the big playmakers that can make the job easy for the quarterback. Like, there's a lot of questions still surrounding it. So I'd be surprised, even though you shouldn't be, because the Patriots make so many unorthodox moves. But, it'd be crazy.
Z Gordon, 1186 in the Twitch chat. Who is Tom Brady?
People will not be saying that.
Yeah. I don't think we'll be going down that road. But, yeah, I think the world would stop spinning for a second.
Yeah.
And then Patriot fans would have to process, oh, my God, is this for real?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.